Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Lord, I ask, Father God, that you just use me for your glory, God. Lord, give me the words to speak, Lord. Lord, don't let me use my notes like I normally do. I just want to come out of steps this morning. I want you to use me, God. Speak before me, dear God. But God, I love you and I thank you, Lord. And Lord, let this word be to the people of God today that will help them along the way. But God, we love you, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And that scripture reads, it says Psalm 46, 1 through 11, but I'm only going to do verse 1 and verse 10. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. You may be seated. And I'm going to use for a topic today, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Remember the word psalm is another way to say hymn. When one reads psalms, they must recall that it is a similar to reading a song, a hymn, a poem, a prayer. There is simply yet sometimes complex beauty when reading this book in the Bible. Allow your heart to emerge to read it and try to feel what the author may be feeling. Is the author being thankful? Is he being devoted in prayer? Is he praising God? Is he sad? Is he excited? Or is he just meditating on the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Psalms is just like a ministry to your ears. I love the book of Psalms. Anytime there's trouble may come in your way, you can go to the book of Psalms. And there's always something there to enlighten your spirit. Here we see in Psalm 46, God's ability to shelter his people from worldly strife. The content of this text can impact the strongest adult, and it can comfort the fiercest child. Allow this song to wash over your heart and to seep down in your soul. As we look at this book of Psalms, when storms and things come in our life, we see that a whole lot of things are going on all over the world. Every time you look at the TV, it's something always going on. There's always something going on in our life, period. And I see my children is gone this morning. Where is Cam at? Well, come here, London. I've just used you this morning, then. Come here, London. Now, who took my mic? Now, London, I want you to imagine something. Now, yes, as you in the bed at night, you know a storm has arrived, and all this lightning and thunder come. What do you do? Wait a minute, get your mic right here. What do you do when a storm and it start lightning and go boom, 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 boom? What do you do?
I get scared.
You get scared. So who do you run to?
My mom.
And you know, as we as adults, when storms come in our life, stuff scares us. And so we have to go to our father. Just like our children, they go to their parents when they be frightened over a storm or anything. They always run to their parents. And the parents, like, shatter over them to protect them, to provide whatever their need is. That's what the Lord does for us. When we come in, you can go back, babe. When we come into stuff that attacks us in our life, that's what God does. He's always there to protect us and to keep us safe from any harm or danger. We cannot do anything in our own strength to save ourselves. Only Jesus can save us. He will win the battle over sin. The world is full of darkness and it is full of bad people. But God is more powerful. God's truth will always remain and the kingdom will last forever. Children think of something that, you know, it moves them, and then we find out that God will just be there for us all time. We have small children, some of our children are adults, and when storms come in their life, we have got to be parents, we got to be people of the church to minister to one another when storms should apply. And as we go forth to do that, God is always there to give us an encouraging word to help someone through their storm. So, God is our refuge in this ever-changing world. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help whenever we need him. We stand fearless at a cliff, an edge, a dome, courageous and extreme storms and earthquakes. Before the rush and roar of the ocean, the timber and the shift of the mountains, Jacob wrestles God's fight for us. God of angels, arms, protects us. God is our refuge and our strength in a very present time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear through the earth it gives away. Even the mountains come. They will be moved because God is always there to protect us. A refuge is a place where a person can go when they experience a difficult time in their life. If you notice in verse 2 says that we will not fear, we should not fear because God is our refuge and strength. God is one who takes care of us. We need to rely on our God to be our strength and for him to protect us along the way. Even though mountains should come in our life, we got to call on the name of Jesus. Even though things should happen, we find here that God has made residue then when he's in his own city and he cannot be moved. It is like our parents at home. When we are scared, sometimes we can be comfortable just knowing that there's the same as God would do for us. If a storm should come through the hallway, the bathroom, anything in the house, God is always there to take care of us. When sickness comes in our body, God is always there to take care of us. So we got to be still and know that God is God. We see right here, it says, be still and know. I'm focusing on verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. We got to be still and know that God is God because Jesus is our assurance. When we go through prayer, God wants us to pray to him, to talk to him, to ask him whatever we need. I love our prayer line here. We get on the prayer line and we pray. I have seen prayers answer. And we just got to be still and know that God is God. And as we look here, we will see, we go to Luke chapter 11, verse 1. God has a plan for prayer. And it says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, will ye pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed thou be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as earth. As in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, For we also forgive everyone that is in debt to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We find here in the first four verses, we will discover the plan that will help us pray in a way that is pleasing to the Father and to keep us on track. In many ways, this is a simple plan for prayer. We find in verse 2, pray. When you pray, say, Father, your name be honored as holy. Praise is a very part of our prayer. We must always remember to honor our Heavenly Father. We are created of the Creator. He created us to worship Him. So as you go into your daily prayer every day, if you're like me, I'm a morning person, and I want to start my day with prayer, and I want to have, I always have a song in my spirit, just have in my spirit when before I go into prayer, because I want to worship God for who He is, because He is a mighty God. And then we see in verse 2, out of Luke, it says, a purpose, your kingdom come. It says, it is easy for us to forget that we have a responsibility to fulfill God's purpose in the world. But we are people on a mission, and we should be mindful about the work of the kingdom. Each day, we are to be busy doing kingdom business. That means each day we should be going out ministering to people. God gives us a purpose to go out to minister to one another when somebody's down and when somebody's low. And then here we have his physical needs in verse 3. It says, give us this day our daily bread. One of the promises that we should give us is hope for each day. It is that God does indeed supply every one of our needs. When we pray, it is a part of instruction to Jesus that we ask the Father for the things that we need to make it through each day. He already know what we need, but we as a people, sometimes we just don't want to ask. We don't want to take time to pray. We don't want to take time to sit at His feet and just talk to the Father. Talking to the Father is just, and praying to the Father, you just have a little talk with Jesus. You remember that song? You just have a little talk with Jesus, everything going to be all right. So if you just have a little talk with Jesus, everything going to be all right. And we see in verse 4, our spiritual needs. And forgive us of our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone in their debt to us. There is not a day that goes by that we should not be mindful of forgiveness, grace, and compassion of God. God forgives us for things. So why can't we forgive other people when they say something wrong to us or they do us wrong? Might have borrowed some money and didn't give it back. Might have took your car. Might have stole your card, credit card. Why can't we forgive people? But God wants us to forgive one another. He's a God that once we forgive people, He's a God that will forgive people for their sins, and then He will set them free. He's a great provider. And He's our protector. And do not bring us into temptation. It makes sense that the same loving, compassion, and kind Savior that went to such a great length to have a relationship with us, we also take time. He took time to protect us. His plan and His desire is to make life better for us. And He wants us to pray in His name. John 14:14 says that if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So if we ask it in Jesus' name, when you pray and you ask God to do something, don't you think that he ain't going to do it? That's when we got to be still and know that He's God. I was sitting in that seat. Thanks, Sunday for last. And I had been praying about a situation. Troubled about a situation. And God said, be still and know that I'm God. Just be still and know that I'm God. And I said, Lord. So on Friday, Something happened. I'm not going to go into detail, but I was still. I had prayed about it and I gave it to the Lord. Don't you know he answered prayer? That prayer came through. I mean, my prayer was, they had prayed about it on the prayer line. I didn't have to tell them what I wanted them to pray for. I said, y'all, I just need you to say a prayer. I just need you to pray for me. I didn't go into detail what I needed them to pray for me for. So sometimes you can't tell people stuff. So God did it, and I'm glad about it this morning. Because, see, I wanted to do stuff in my way. But if we'll just be still and let God handle every situation that we're going through, don't you know he is a God that will do it? We just got to be still and know that he is God and that he will do what he said. He's a God that is able to answer every one of our prayers. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now we got to be still and know that he is our Lord, because he is our assurance when it comes to temptation. He is able to keep us from falling. Jude 24 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He will give us victory over temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there has no temptation taken us but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. We will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will be temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Yield not unto temptation, for we know that temptation is sin. Life carries us into temptation. This fleshy body carries us into temptation. Sometimes we can just be looking, saying something, we sin. Sometimes you can carry on a conversation, entertaining the gospel, we sin. Sometimes you can look at somebody, down on your brother and your sister, you still sin. So these little things Satan can tempt you with, he can use people in your family, on your job, to tempt you. You be wanting, I just want to cuss them out. You might as well go and say it. So some of you probably still do cuss, but I ain't, you know, but we're going to ask God for deliverance. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. He will reward us to resist temptation. James chapter 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. No matter when people tempt us, if we can just resist it. I'm going through some stuff. I'm yielding into temptation because I eat too much, and I'm trying to eat healthy and leave sweets alone. That's a sin because I'm being gluttony, just want to eat everything in sight. That's a sin. So I pray the Lord to help me with that. Try to eat healthy, to choose healthy choices. So, you know, we just call on the Lord. He will help us. And we got to be still and know that Jesus is our assurance of God. He is our present God. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation without continence and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm glad about that this morning. When storms come in our life, he's always there. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He guides us by the Bible. He says in Psalms 119, verse 105, he said, the word is the lamp unto my feet and the light to my faith. God's word is true and it's wonderful. Stay true to God's word. No matter what storm come in your life. If you just be true to God's word, he gonna see you through this morning, church. He will see you through. I'm a living witness, he'll see you through. We got to be obedient to God. If we be obedient to God, we can have a happy life. You know, I was thinking one day, you know, God, he always guides us with his spirit. And we look right here in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it said, for men are led by the spirit of God. They are the sons of God. When a person becomes a Christian, he or she gains all the privilege and responsibility of a child of God. It is a privilege being led by the Holy Spirit that witnesses to us to remind us who we are and to encourage others with God's love. Isn't it wonderful when the Holy Spirit speaks to us? If we would just listen to what God says to us. Sometimes we other people, we don't listen to what God tells you. God might tell you to go there and you don't even go there. And then what happened? I was just had to minister to a young lady this morning on the phone about somebody had passed, right? And she said, well, it was in my spirit to go see this lady. And I told her, I said, well, it's okay. I said, but I'm going to be a witness. I'm a witness to you right now. I said, it's okay. I've been there. When God puts stuff in our spirit to go minister to somebody, we got to go right then. Can't wait till tomorrow. Because, you know, tomorrow might be too late. That person that you're supposed to went and minister to or said something to, you didn't go because you that other stuff. Now, I'm going home. I'm tired. But sometime when God put a person into your spirit, you need to go right then. Because we don't know what the Lord going to give us to say to someone, to encourage them along the way. I thank God for being a God that guides my footsteps. And sometimes I don't want to listen to what he's saying. He might tell me to go here and go there, and I don't be wanting to go. But I have learned that don't go. Don't go when he tells you to go and see what happens. You need to be obedient to God's word. He said, be still and know that I am God. But we know Jesus is our assurance for eternal life. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. We find in Hebrews chapter 12 and 2, it says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that we set before him endures the cross, despising the shame, and that he sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25, it says, for ye were a sheep gone astray, but now return unto the shepherd, the bishop of your soul. Sometimes we can go astray. We may be like lost sheep, but God always found a way to bring us back into the fold. I thank God for that. Because one time, I was a lost sheep. But I thank God for loving me so much that he brought me back into the fold. He gives us eternal life. John 10, chapter 10, verse 22 and 28 says, and I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall a man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. Jesus is our shepherd. He protects us. He will make sure that Satan cannot attack our soul. He might try to kill our bodies down with sickness. We just look at Job, how he took everything he had. Took his wife, his children, his land. But God let Satan know, said, you can touch him, but you can't take his soul. No matter what we go through, the devil, he cannot take our soul. And I'm glad about that. I am so glad about that. And I just praise God that he, even when death comes, he has the keys of death. Revelation 1 and 18 says, I am he that lives and was dead, and before I am alive forever. Amen. And has the key to hell and death. We don't have to worry about nothing, because God has the key to hell and death. Even though I was just studying this yesterday, and I was sitting at my desk and I was reading, and I got this phone call, and I mean, it just shocked me. Y'all know me, I'm a strong person, a very strong person. And it just told me up. A lady that passed, Miss Grace, y'all know her, some of y'all know her. And she, when I moved to Greensboro, she moved right beside me. And I love her so much, her and her husband. And they started taking my son to church with them at Outreach. That's how I started going to Outreach. And I never forget Miss Grace. She'd go to church and my son would go with him. One Sunday she came over my house. She said, "Now, you got to stop sending your son to church. You need to come out and go to church too." I said, "Okay." So I started going to Outreach. And the more I got to going, the more I loved it, because I was young, real young back then, and I loved working with children. So I was over the children's choir. I was just having myself a good time. Look, because I had fallen away from the church when I moved to Greensboro. I would go every now and then. Church wasn't my thing. I mean, I was like, I ain't going. But I praise God that the more I got into church and I started working in the church and I started doing stuff, you know, the Lord just had me to just, he just spoke to my spirit. But like I said, if it wasn't for her, she was just like a mother to me. She encouraged me along the way. She would tell me stuff. And her name is Ruth, which is the same name of my mother. And I never forget my mother telling her, she said, "I want you to take care of my daughter." And she said, "Now, we," and she, you know, she did. And I just loved her. But when I got the call that she had passed, it just threw me for a loop. And I just started crying. And then I called Pastor. And I was all over the place. And then I said, "Lord, get me back together. You know, this ain't me." But, you know, my flesh got real weak, real weak. But by the time I got to the house, I got myself together. So I was able to minister to her daughter and her son. But I said, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy should come in the morning. And I just thank God that joy came. And then as I ministered to her children, I said, "But you know one thing? I know that she's resting with the Father." I said, "Because she was a God-fearing woman, a woman that loved the Lord and walked in His footsteps that God had ordered her to do." And I said, "She don't have to worry about a thing. She don't have to worry about no more sickness. She don't have to worry about going to the doctor. She can take that oxygen off and she don't have to worry about it no more." I remember times speaking to her about this. We would look at the news on CNN and we would see stuff about Trump cutting all this stuff. And me and her would sit there and we would talk. We said, "Well, we're not going to worry about it because we know who our maker is. We know who looks over us, who protects us, and who's going to give us everything that we need." So one thing I can say today, she don't have to worry about that anymore. And even though she has gone on to be with the Lord, she don't have to worry about it. I'm going to let you know, you don't have to worry about it either. But long as you keep your eye on the Lord, He is going to direct your path in the way to go. Because we serve a mighty living God today. And all we got to do is just call on His name in a time of trouble. And He will see us through. I know He'll see us through. For I love the Lord. He heard my humble cry. If you've got something you got going on in your spirit, you need to give it to the Lord. And be still. You got to be still and know that He is God. That He is going to be an on-time God. He may not come when you want it, but He will come on time. I'm a witness that He will come on time. When I was battling down with my cancer, I was in a wheelchair, but I came to church every Sunday. I didn't let nothing stop me from coming. I had my breast renewed. I had tubes hanging down, but I still came to church because I wanted to be around the saints, somebody that could lift my spirit up. And sometimes when you're laying at home, you're trying to have a pity party, you need to go somewhere where somebody can uplift your spirit. Because God is a God, and His testimony. And as I went through my struggle, everything, you see me, I testify to people. You don't have to stay in the same situation that you're in. When I was in that wheelchair, the Lord let me know. He said, "Be still and know that I'm God." I wanted to do everything to get out of that wheelchair, but I had to wait. I had to wait on God. And as I wait on God, He ministered to my spirit, and He bought me out of that wheelchair. He bought me out of that wheelchair. And I just give God the glory. I give him the praise. Because if it had not been for him, I know I would. Because if it left up to Satan, he would have continued to attack my body. But I kept looking up. We got to keep looking up, church. We got to keep looking up. No matter what we're going through, we got to keep looking up. Hallelujah. We got to keep looking up. And I love the Lord. I just love him this morning. Not because what he do for me or what he did, but I just thank him for saving my soul. I just thank him. And I just thank God. For he's a God. He's a God over there for anything. And scripture tells us in Psalms 23 and 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, that comfort me. That's good to know. That's good to know. Like I said, you can go in the book of Psalms and find many beautiful songs that will minister to your soul. And he took the sting out of death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 and 57 said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which has given us the victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ has won the victory, church. He has won the victory. We got evidence, and we got confidence to know. And I don't know about you, but we know that he's a conqueror. And we know as long as the Lord is on our side, we know that he has a plan. But we in here all should call ourselves Victory. If you don't know what your name is, sometimes you get to say, my name's Victory. And I learn to, when I go through stuff, still than moaning about it, I just say, Jesus. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in his name. And as we know, as we leave this place, that God will be with us, those that are in Christ Jesus. So if you haven't given your life to the Lord this morning, you need to seek to find him and do a closer walk with him. For God is good and his mercy is everlasting. And I'm just so thankful to him and to bless his name. For when storms come, we know we got a God that is already there to stand by our side. And as I come to a close today, I just ask that you just keep me in your prayer. I'm going to continue to pray for one of you all. And you know there's power in prayer. And we're going to make this our personal decision time if you would like to come up. And you know that you haven't been still or listen to what God has for you. We ask that you come up and listen to God more. Pray to him more. I want my prayer warriors to come on up this morning. I need y'all. I need you like in. I want one right there. I want one there and one there and one behind me. Come on. Don't let me call your name out, prayer warrior. Don't let me call your name out. And y'all, come on. Whatever is on your mind, know that God is God. And he is the one that's